A new play inspired by a classic painting takes audiences into the back rooms and passages of a landmark downtown Pittsburgh church. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports on the world premiere of Quantum Theater's Chatterton.
Even if you've never seen the painting The Death of Chatterton, you know it. It's an iconic romantic image. A beautiful young man, pale as marble, with a head full of bright red curls. He's committed suicide, but the scene is far from grisly. He lies draped peacefully on a bed, bathed in the soft light of dawn, and one cold fist clutches scraps of paper, presumably his unsold writings.
Even though he wrote in another voice, a creation, a character, he was clearly a great poet at a terribly young age.
That's Carla Boos, artistic director of Quantum Theater, talking about Thomas Chatterton. The impoverished British poet committed suicide in 1770 at age 17 and posthumously became a hero to romantic artists. The painting, though, dates from 1856, nearly 90 years after the suicide it depicts. The artwork inspired Peter Ackroyd's acclaimed 1988 novel titled Chatterton. Now Boos has adapted that novel into a play.
It's all about forgery and theft of intellectual property and what is real and what isn't in the art world, in the literary world, and in reality.
Boos says the play asks, what if Chatterton didn't really die? The story takes place all in London, but in three different centuries.
The higher head, the winds do blow.
That's Jonathan Visser in rehearsal. He's the tall, red-headed actor who plays Chatterton. The poet wrote in the voice of a medieval monk, a figure whom Chatterton invented but passed off as real. Martin Giles plays the 19th century artist who painted Chatterton's suicide, using as his model the famed poet George Meredith.
You will be immortalized!
The play's 20th century characters include Harriet Scrope, an aging novelist who is investigating Chatterton's supposed suicide, but who also might have misrepresented her own writing. Scrope is played by Helena Ruati.
I've given my life to English literature!
But while Chatterton is about fakery, Trinity Episcopal Cathedral is the real thing. The English Gothic building with its 200-foot spire was built in 1872. Inside, the sanctuary is cavernous, with high vaulted ceilings and acres of stained glass. Chatterton is an immersive work, so rather than sitting still all together in one place, the audience will split up to follow a dozen characters for scenes set deep in the cathedral's interior. And even up and down staircases.
It's just perfect to take people up there where they would not normally get to go.
The cathedral sits right on 6th Avenue. Its churchyard is populated by likely the city's oldest tombstones.
This is where people will begin their evening with a glass of cider and some instruction.
Boos and Quantum's team took a dozen spaces in the cathedral and made them over with set dressing and projected video. Actor Martin Giles, who also helped Boos with the script, says it's fun for actors to play all the different rooms.
Because some of them are big and some of them are small. Sometimes your voice echoes, like the sanctuary is fantastic. You know, it's like an actor's dream. And then sometimes you're playing in this really intimate little room.
The grandest space, of course, is that sanctuary where Chatterton is our guide.
And so you see how I came to be a great lover of antiquity.
Other chambers became an art gallery, an antique shop, and a couple of living rooms. But one room might be especially memorable for audiences, says Boos.
In this room, the audience gathers at the end of Act One for a scene that takes place in an Indian restaurant. And it's kind of cool because it's going to transition to the place where they have their dinner.
Yes, Chatterton is dinner and a show all in one, with a full meal catered by a different local chef each week. And afterward, the audience can digest Act Two and some more provocative ideas about authenticity in art and life. Chatterton opens Friday and runs through October 28th. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
Chatterton is part of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust's Festival of Firsts. WESA receives funding from Quantum Theater.